With Agriculture News in Iraq, I'm Paul McKillops. Iraqis almost exclusively buy their farm fresh produce at farmers markets and roadside stands. Behind petroleum, agriculture is by far the second largest industry here. But after three decades of being neglected by Saddam Hussein's regime, Iraqi farmers are still struggling to make ends meet. Mateen Doski is a retired teacher and a farmer.
Is that the government doesn't have a clear-cut agriculture policy whereby they can support and protect farmers, local producers of vegetables and fruit. There are no canning factories, no marketing policies. Sometimes in the season where local products is available, you can see imported products from the neighboring countries available, and that's, of course, affecting the prices of the local products. So the farmers are not making any income. That's really regrettable.
Don't let the stereotypical images of sand and desert fool you. Water is abundant throughout Iraq. In three short years, American expertise has introduced drip line irrigation, seed cleaning, tractor repair schools, and the latest in cultivation techniques. But local farmers can hardly compete against cheap imports, which are dumped into the market. This vendor is selling potatoes imported from Iran.
And how much does a bag of potatoes sell for?
$5,000 Iraqi dinars. It's about 13 kgs.
That's a 28-pound bag of potatoes for $3.38.
And how about the tomatoes?
Syrian product.
Syrian.
But there is local product as well.
How much do tomatoes sell for?
$55 of tomatoes for $2.
Onions back there?
It's local, it's a bit expensive, that's what he's saying. It's 600 Iraqi dinars per kg.
2 pounds of onions will set you back 40 cents. The next logical step in the rebirth of Iraqi agriculture is a national farm policy that supports local farmers and helps them become profitable. As soon as local farmers can earn a reasonable income, invest in fertilizers and new technologies, and afford the fuel to truck their locally grown produce into the markets, Iraq can then stop importing 85% of their fruits and vegetables from countries like Iran, Syria, and Turkey. For the State Department's Public Affairs Go team in Iraq, I'm Paul McKillops.